When you search the internet for help on raising your children, you'll find hundreds, even thousands of creative resources. There's no end to the advice offered moms and dads about bringing up kids, from infancy through the teen years. But most parents understand that our job is never done, even when our kids enter adulthood. Today on Insight for Living, we're resuming Chuck Swindoll's classic series on biblical parenting. Our focus over the next few days is on guiding our offspring long after they leave the nest. Chuck titled his message, Suggestions for Parenting Grown-Up Kids.
We're continuing our series on the home and family. We call it Biblical Parenting. And we've come to an interesting subject today, which has to do with parenting those who are grown-up kids. We've talked about younger children, and today we'll go further and deal with those who have grown up in our home and quite likely, or in some cases, are still living there. The basis of it, you caught that. The basis of it will be Ephesians chapter 4. Not a passage that normally is used for the home and family, but it certainly does apply to it, as you will see today. If you will locate that section of Scripture, Ephesians 4, I'll be reading for you the last several verses of the chapter, beginning at verse 25. By the way, always make it a habit to bring your Bible. You're going to be a little lost without it, since whatever we say is based on it, drawn from it, and sends us back into it. You need a Bible in your lap so that you can follow along. With the Bible in your hands now, may we stand together for the reading of the Holy Scriptures. Ephesians 4:25, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Our desire is that God would open our eyes to see what is here and open our hearts to put it into our lives by way of principles and guidelines.
You're listening to Insight for Living. To search the Scriptures with Chuck Swindoll, be sure to download his newly formatted Searching the Scriptures studies by going to insightworld.org/studies. And now the message titled, Suggestions for Parenting Grown-Up Kids.
It's a little risky to talk on the home and family, especially when you realize you never really fully get your arms around the whole subject. Furthermore, there are a few things more embarrassing than pontificating on a subject, leaving the impression you know all about it, and then go back later on and realize how little you really did know. Charlie Shedd, a pastor up in the Midwest area years ago, went through this very experience. And I'll just let him tell his own story. How to Raise Your Children. This was the title of one of my finest efforts. Like all good speeches, it had unity, order, movement. It electrified, edified, and specified. It grabbed them quick and held them fast. All over the Midwest, I gave it. And they paid me a handsome fee, and they were glad to get me. This guy will wow you. That's what they said, and the people came with high hopes. They came for how to raise your children. And then something happened. We had a child. That sound you just heard was the great elocutionist falling flat on his face. My majestic speech had been totaled. Those brilliant ideas had such a droll sound at 2 o'clock a.m. with the baby at full cry. Well, in my defense, I want you to know this, I kept on trying. I changed my title to Some Suggestions to Parents. And charged bravely on. And then we had two more children. And I altered it again. This time it came out Feeble Hints to Fellow Strugglers. From there it was all downhill. My drawing power moved to zero. Forgot to tell you the honoraria went down with each revision. And I couldn't stand to hear me speak after a while. So today, I seldom speak on parenthood, and whenever I do, I call it, anyone here got a few words of wisdom? I think years ago, if I'd spoken on dealing with adult children, I would have probably started with the words for my title, How to Handle the Adult Children in Your Life. But over the last 35, 40 years, we have found ourselves with adult children in our home and family. And I look back and think, I am so glad I didn't title the message back then, How to Do It, as if I knew all about it then. Let me tell you, I don't know all about it now. I know more now than I did then, and most of it I've learned from them. Much of it I have God to thank for his faithfulness and patience with me as I have worked my way through, and Cynthia and I both, through the process of dealing with our now grown kids. We have four of them. They range into the 40s and 50s in their lives. And as I look back, I realize how good God has been to hold us together as a close family to this day. Only by his grace. And so, without a better way to start, I would like to begin with what I've called some relational essentials that don't change. Relational essentials that are always true, okay? Get your pen handy. You'll find the outline in the worship folder. Get ready to write some things down because you'll forget them, but you'll need them later, if not now. I'm going to give you four of them that I've come up with that I think are essentials. Number one, no challenge in any family is impossible. I know some of you face the unbearable. You are living with what may feel like an impossible situation, but I have words of hope for you. With God, nothing will be impossible. That's not meant to sound like a platitude or some kind of pious phrase. It's a statement said no less than four times in different ways in the scriptures. With God, nothing is impossible. So take heart. Whatever may be your circumstance, no matter how difficult, you're not facing an impossible situation. It's challenging, but not impossible. Here's the second. No child of any age is in authority over his parents. No child of any age is in authority over his parents or her parents. Mom and dad are always mom and dad. They are to be honored and respected, not because they are perfect, not because they haven't made some terrible mistakes, but because they are simply mom and dad. You will discover in your life, if you fail at this point, you will not be able to get your stuff together as an adult. So you'll need to forgive what needs to be forgiven, and certainly every parent needs to be forgiven of many things. But remember, you are not an authority over them. That is not your role as their child, even as their adult child. Here's the third. No person in the family is independent of other family members. No person in the family is independent of the other family members. Siblings relate to each other. There's no such thing as an only child if you have several children. There is not one more important than the others in the group. We're all interrelated. The family is a unit like teeth in gears that work together, well-oiled over time by principles that we learn and apply. So no person in a home is independent of the other members of the family. Number four, very important, no issue should be dealt with in the flesh. No issue, no problem in your family should be dealt with in the power of the flesh. This is called carnality. If you are reactionary, you're going to make a mess of your family relationships. If you hold grudges, again, you're going to breed disharmony. If you have a knee-jerk reaction to things and jump to conclusions and then make your dogmatic statements at that point, you're operating in the flesh. Back off. Back off. Let me add here that you can't always rely on the way you were raised, because you were not raised perfectly either. So we've talked about that in our series, and in light of that, be careful about just passing along something because that's the way Daddy did it or that's how Mama handled things. We love them. We respect them. But they did not always do the right thing. They wanted to, but they didn't, just as we didn't as parents. Let me add here that you can't always rely on tradition. Some things that are traditional don't work today. So you must be flexible. I would add also that manipulation is out of order. For you to manipulate your adult child will always backfire on you. And you'll look back and wish you had never gone there. None of that works. We need to answer the question over and over again. I know you hear it from this pulpit constantly. What does the Bible say? What are the principles I can go by that will guide me into the truth for my home and family? God has a way, and how wise we are to find his way and then to walk in it. If ever we needed biblical principles and guidelines, it's here. So, with those four essentials in place, let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. 25 to 32. Let's draw from these verses six two-word principles. Six two-word principles that apply to all who are in the process of rearing now grown kids. These things apply to parents, and they also apply to the young adults as well. I understand that the context of Ephesians is really about the church. It's about the body. But I want to apply it to the home and family. If you look into the early part of the chapter, you see that we are to preserve the unity in the body. We are to exercise our gifts in the body. We're to build up one another in the body. We are to grow up in the body. We are to stick together as members of the body of Christ. All of that is true in the family. We're to preserve the unity of the family. We are to exercise our gifts in the family. Learn where we are especially blessed and gifted and carry that out. We're to build up one another. We're to grow up together, and that includes parents. We're to grow up together, and ultimately we are to stick together. And I speak today, I realize, to some families that have become fractured. You form bad habits. You've done things that you look back on now with regret, hopefully, unless you are the arrogant type who simply has no place in your vocabulary for words like, I am sorry, I was wrong. If you're like that, you will continue to fracture the family. How valuable it is that children hear parents acknowledge when they have done or said the wrong thing that they are sorry, that they wish they had not done so, and they would love to take that back, but they can't. And how sad it is when children are to the place in their lives where they cannot forgive their parents for such. Now, all of that in the background, let me give you the 6 two-word principles. Number one, from verse 25, again, please write them down. Speak truth. That's right from the scriptures. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor. Let's use the word family member, with his or her family member. In other words, when you are dealing with your grown-up adult in the family, you're to talk straight. You're to tell the young adult the truth. You're expected to say it clearly and well, ideally at the right time. We've talked about that before. Your grown-up son or daughter deserves to hear the truth from you. Not necessarily what they may want to hear, but at the right time, what they need to hear. You'll remember our message last time on reproofs and how valuable they have been during our growing up years. I spoke of some reproofs I've received in my own life. My own children can tell you of reproofs they've received in their lives from their mom and dad. Because we spoke the truth to them. Hopefully we did so in a way that helped them. We need to guard against telling lies, just to put it straight. And so what does that mean? Well, we lie when we say something is okay, when we know in our heart it's not okay. So if it's time to speak and something is going on that isn't okay, we owe it to our adult children to say, you know, that isn't okay. I just can't look the other way. I've got to tell you the truth. Here's the second time we lie. We lie when we fail to communicate our honest feelings. Now, listen to the way I put this. When we are asked for advice, not when we're ready to dump advice, but with adult children, you wait till you're asked. You wait till the right moment, and there'll be moments when we are asked for advice and we have honest, deep-seated feelings. They deserve to hear them. We lie when we don't give them. Our silence betrays us. Tell the truth. We lie when we are asked for advice and we hold back better judgment. I'll get more specific. It could be in the realm of financial management. Financial matters are not being handled well by our adult child, and we see that and we know that, and we've learned the hard way from our own experience, this needs to be handled another way. I need to talk with you about that. When we realize that the person they're getting serious about is not good for them. They need to know that from us. We're a family, remember? How often I have heard divorcees say, if only I had listened to my parents who warned me about the one I was going to marry. They saw things I didn't see. And I often think how regrettable it is for parents who saw them and didn't say so. The wisdom of years provides you with the right to speak. And again, doing so at the right time and in the right way. But how beneficial is a weekend spent with a single adult growing up in order to talk about their choice of spouse? God will speak to you. And may I add this, though it may sound terribly conceited, it's not meant that way. Parents are rarely wrong about that. Now, sometime they are. Or sometime we can be wrong, but it's rare when it comes to choosing a mate. We see things they don't see. It may have to do with a moral issue. And the one who is our son or daughter may be struggling with what they ought to do or ought not to do. Now's your chance to help them know. Say so. They may not agree. They may ignore it. That's their consequence to deal with. That's their right. You have a responsibility to speak the truth. The truth. Now look at the next verse. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. How unusual those words are. See the words be angry? It's a command. Get mad. How about that? But that's not my principle. Wait a minute before you write that down. My principle is be passionate. Be passionate. And you might put in parenthesis, don't be passive. Don't be passive. Admittedly, we rarely handle our anger correctly. Often it's a temper blow up. Sometimes it's filled with curse words or ugly, caustic comments. How inappropriate. How seldom, by the way, are we enraged over wrongdoing? Especially in the 21st century, how passive our adult world has become. Well, that's her business. Well, that's his business. It's none of mine. No, he says, there's a time in which anger is appropriate. Not an out-of-control rage, not an over-the-top flare-up of temper, but a passionate, genuinely appropriate statement that says, I care about this, and I'm not going to just act like it's okay.
Just getting started in this relevant message to parents of adult children. Chuck Swindoll titled his talk, Suggestions for Parenting Grown-Up Kids. To request a copy of this message, you can go online to insightworld.org. Remember, Insight for Living prepared an online quiz designed to test your Bible knowledge about families in Scripture. It's called Family Tree Fun. So take a minute to see how well you score by going to insight.org/quiz. And then keep in mind that when you give a donation to Insight for Living, you're not only investing in your family, but families all across the country and around the world who've come to rely on Chuck's Bible teaching. We hear from grateful single moms, students, grandparents, in fact, people from all walks of life who tell us how much they value these daily visits. And today, we are saying thanks for your contribution by providing an exclusive collection of 3 CDs called A Living Hope. Now, the first 2 CDs contain messages from Chuck, and the third includes an inspirational concert by the Stonebriar Community Church Sanctuary Choir and Orchestra. Not every church has the capacity to perform sacred music with the precision you'll enjoy on this CD. The richness and vibrancy of this concert will help you keep your eyes fixed on the one who provides a living hope. In fact, the music you hear right now comes from this masterful worship CD. You can give a donation and request the 3-CD collection, A Living Hope, right now. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or go online to insight.org. Once again, if you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or go online to insight.org.
I will never forget the first time Cynthia and I drove around the bend and we saw the holy city for the very first time. It literally took our breath away.
And now you can see Jerusalem for yourself with Chuck and Cynthia Swindoll on the Insight for Living Ministries Israel Tour, March 4th through the 15th, 2018.
My first trip to Israel was much later in life than it should have been. I've never regretted that journey or any of those that followed. In fact, I wish that it all happened sooner.
Imagine hearing the Bible teaching you've come to respect on Insight for Living, on location in Israel. Call 888-447-0444.
No pastor, no follower of Christ should ever pass up an opportunity to see, and to touch, and to fall in love with the very places where biblical history unfolded.
You have lots of choices, but there's only one tour with Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living Ministries, March 4th through the 15th, 2018. Call 888-447-0444 or visit us online at insight.org/events.
The Insight for Living tour to Israel is paid for and made possible by only those who choose to attend.
Tomorrow, you'll hear Chuck Swindoll continue his message, Suggestions for Parenting Grown-Up Kids, right here on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Suggestions for Parenting Grown-Up Kids, was copyrighted in 2012, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2017 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.